In Eagle, Colorado today, a judge will hear from more witnesses in the rape case against NBA star Kobe Bryant. This is a pre-trial hearing. There have been several this spring. The judge is deciding whether the jury should hear the sexual history of the accuser. But Kobe Bryant's wealth and fame have already pushed every available detail about his alleged victim into the court of public opinion. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates reports about what can happen to non-celebrity accusers in similar high-profile rape cases.
In 1991, this was the sound from one of the nation's most controversial rape trials.
Why do you have to ask me questions like that?
I'd like to have a recess. I need to ask you some questions about this. You're not a request that we have a recess.
No, I will get through this. This has been a nightmare for me. I want this over.
I request that we have a recess.
The sobbing voice belonged to Patricia Bowman, who had accused William Kennedy Smith of the prominent political clan of rape. Although a Florida jury would eventually acquit Smith, the trial became a focal point for women's rights advocates. They felt that Patricia Bowman had been victimized by Smith, the court, and the media. Cynthia Stone is the spokeswoman for the Colorado Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She says that Bowman's experience and that of Kobe Bryant's accusers are examples of why many women don't even report their rapes, much less push to have them brought to trial.
The reasons why women say they don't decide to actually report this to law enforcement and go through a trial is overwhelmingly fear of loss of privacy, fear of being blamed for what happened to them, and fear of not being believed. We have seen those fears exponentially magnified in that case.
Stone's center is a referral rather than a treatment center, but she says she's in touch with women who have been raped and who sympathize with Bryant's accuser.
They're watching this case very closely, and they know how difficult it can be.
Susan Estrich is a law professor at the University of Southern California and a legal analyst for Fox News. She has more than an academic knowledge of rape. 30 years ago, Estrich was raped just before she graduated from college. Her assailant was never caught. She says that at that time, women who'd been raped or sexually assaulted often felt doubly traumatized when they tried to report it.
The first question that people would ask would be, well, were you really raped, you know, or did you somehow invite this?
Questions or inferences like that are hard enough in regular cases. When the accused rapist is rich, powerful, or famous, the public speculation is relentless, and so is the glare from the media spotlight, which now includes the Internet. Susan Estrich says the problem with cases like Bryant's is the ripple effect they have elsewhere.
The danger, obviously, in these high-profile cases is that they send a message to women in lower-profile cases about what could happen to them.
But Cynthia Stone says the spotlight sometimes actually helps rape victims to decide that they want to come forward. She cites the case of Katie Nida, a 1999 place kicker for the University of Colorado at Boulder's football team, who earlier this year went public with rape charges against one of her teammates.
In the case of Katie Nida, when she did an interview with Sports Illustrated, she said one of the reasons why she decided to come forth and tell her story was to support the other victims.
But Susan Estrich says media attention is still more likely to silence accusers. She believes she and other victims' advocates have been able to help shape rape laws so that accusers are afforded certain basic protections. However,
the rules which we succeeded in changing are the rules in the courtroom. But there's almost no way, Karen, as you well know, to change the rules of public trial in the media.
The intense scrutiny and hatred Kobe Bryant's accuser is enduring in some of the media convinces Estrich that the privacy of the alleged victim would almost certainly be the first casualty in any high-profile trial, regardless of the merit of the charges. What would Estrich advise her own daughter then if she confided she'd been raped by someone who was very wealthy or adored by the public?
If it were my daughter, I don't think I'd put her through this. And that's a sad commentary on the system.
The Bryant pretrial hearings are expected to continue through Wednesday. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.